This is the Gastronoma Podcast number one for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. Welcome to our very first episode of the Gastronoma Podcast. I am so excited about this. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I'm Amira Elgin.
And I'm Mike Elgin, her trusty sidekick.
And this is something actually that during the last Mexico City experience, we were sitting with some of our friends having a lovely dinner, and we've been asked this before, but they reminded us again. It's like, why don't you do a Gastronoma Podcast? And it dawned on us, well, why don't we?
Why don't we indeed? In fact, we've been recording little bits and pieces, talking about some of the things we've been doing while traveling and eating amazing food on my Mike Elgin Radio podcast. And it just really didn't fit together because Mike Elgin Radio is like super intense about tech. And then this is about food and travel and the Gastronomad lifestyle. So it just makes perfect sense that Gastronomad has its very own blog. And now we can really explore and dig into this blog, into this lifestyle, into the ideas behind traveling a lot more and traveling with intention, avoiding the tourist traps, and living in the wider world. How do we do it? Why do it? Who does it? and just what it's like. So the idea is we take you along on our journeys and our adventures.
And it's
really fun.
And it's not rehearsed. This is real slices of our life. It's not a performance. We're really just sharing with our friends, whoever is interested in following along and want to join us, at least through this podcast, if not at some point through our friends that listen to us that have been in our gastronomic experiences as well. So I'm really, really happy about this, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, should we get started?
Yes, actually, we are right now on an Uber. We're just left our apartment in Polanco area of Mexico City and are heading to our place, the lodging where we're staying for the Mexico City experience.
Which starts in a couple hours.
Starts in a couple of hours. And so we're very excited about that as well. It's going to be a week of delicious food and fun and friendship. And we have prepared such an amazing week for our gastronomic friends that are joining us with our gastronomic friends here, local friends in Mexico City who are truly incredible foodies and, you know, visionary, talented chefs and producers of all kinds of Mexico delicacies.
And what you're about to hear is the week before the Gastronomad experience, and with more food and more fun and more visionaries. So here's the week before our Gastronomad experience that we spent in Mexico City. And we had an amazing time.
I know. It was like a week of the gastronomic experience. And every day we had invitations from different friends. And so anyway, you'll get to hear some of what we got to enjoy. It was just a small bits of what we got to enjoy this past week.
So here it is, our very first Gastronomad podcast. Oh my God, we are in Mexico City again.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm always so happy to get to Mexico City. It really feels like home.
Is it the tacos? Or is there more to it than
that? there's our friends. But also the tacos help.
Well, we go have tacos with friends.
Yes.
That's what's so great about our friends.
Yes. But boy.
They eat tacos too.
But what a crazy 10 days. It has been.
Yeah.
So much.
So we left Mexico City. We went to California for 10 days. Celebrated a few birthdays. We celebrated Thanksgiving. We traveled up and down the state. We saw lots of relatives from the Bay Area to
Los Angeles. Santa Barbara.
I did TWIT.
In Petaluma.
Yep, that was fun.
It's been such a roller coaster, though. We were so busy, Kevin. Because Kevin, our son, is
in manufacturing mode for the Kickstarter for Chatterbox. Yeah. And so he's like building chatterbox stuff all day.
Yes.
Dragooning all family members into slave labor for his sweatshop operation, which they're all happy to
it's
do.
It's so amazing. I mean, he's doing every aspect of it. Yeah. It's really been so incredible. He's I'm well, really proud of him.
Yeah, me too.
What he's doing, and it's really quite remarkable. It's an amazing product. It's so noble. It kind of take a education technology.
Right. He's going to be on, as soon as he gets out from under, he's going to be on Mike Elgin Radio a lot.
Yeah.
So he can talk, he can describe what he's doing exactly and all that stuff.
That would be cool.
And it's just amazing to see him working day and night.
Yes, working 18, 20 hour days. And just so busy. And so we hit the ground running when we arrived in Silicon Valley, taking care of Alexandra, cooking, cleaning up, doing what we could to help. And you, of course, had so many deadlines to contend with.
Yes, and a birthday yesterday.
And a birthday.
Yesterday,
that's
December 3rd.
Right. Yes, it was your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
We celebrate the month.
Yes.
The whole month.
Well, but
so
birthday week is the most important week of birthday month.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So it kind of peaks out on the actual birthday. So how are we celebrating my birthday here in Mexico City?
We're going to go eat tacos. Were you just telling me that you're...
A jerk?
You said you're like... Starbucks tall drip.
Yes. But let's be honest. Hot. No. No?
Oh my goodness. Can we just talk about something serious?
No.
We just
this is Mike Elgin Radio. We're not gonna talk about anything serious. All right, so it's, what time is it? It's like midnight.
It's 11:47.
All right, so
it's still December 5th. Still,
yes. We just had an amazing meal in, what neighborhood was that again? Something Roma, something or other?
Lomas. Las Lomas.
Something or
other. De Virreyes or algo, something like that.
I'll take it. Yeah, sounds good.
It's like near Polanco.
How did we end up there? Like, so we were invited by a chef.
Oh, it was so great.
So we have a friend named Julio.
Our friend Julio, who's this wonderful young chef.
He's a really good chef.
Extremely talented. Yeah. He clearly was born to do what he does. And in fact, he's had interest in doing this since he was 10 years old.
He was
15.
He was born to do what he's doing. Yes. Recently, he was born. He's very young.
No, he's not that young.
Okay.
But anyway, it was he sent me a text and just asking how we were doing. And so I replied and I said actually we're coming to Mexico City. And then he's like, great. Then the next day I heard from him again, which is this morning.
Yeah.
And he said, he asked what we were doing tonight, and I said, don't really have any plans tonight. We just got here. We've just been working frantically.
Right.
And he said he was going to this cool restaurant that he really loves because he's doing special dinner there. They're doing a collaborate a special dinner. It's collaborative. Yes, December 13th, on my birthday.
The chef is a friend of his that he worked with previously.
Many years ago, yes, yes. And so they're doing this collaboration as chefs. They're co-chefing.
He invited us.
But today he was just going to go in to talk to the chef about what they're going to do next Friday. And so he invited us to come along, and then there was another friend... that he brought with him, who's the general manager of two wonderful restaurants.
One of which is probably
Mexico
the second
City.
Fanciest restaurant in the city.
The city, yeah, Lorea.
Right.
It's a wonderful restaurant fine dining experience. Really, it's really a true fine dining
really
experience. Yeah, we haven't been there in a while, but we'll be going there to try soon.
Yeah,
again. But anyway, she's the general manager. I believe she's one of the creators of the restaurant.
Yeah, she's
as
one
well.
Of the founders.
She's one of the founders. Yeah. Yes. And also this sister restaurant of Lorea is Aleli, which is the chef to that restaurant is obviously
our friend
Julio.
And that place is great.
Oh my God, it's so delicious. Mexico yeah. City is not to be missed. That's
yeah.
that's one of the best restaurants in the city. Food wise, yeah, it's just fantastic.
It's a cool spot too.
And that's a cool really spot nice and the service is great. Everything is wonderful. Anyway, and so we went to dinner tonight to ajo blanco, which means white garlic. And this is Mediterranean food.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
And you and I
loved it.
It was really good. And you and I were celebrating the birthday of our daughter.
That's right.
Nadia.
Yes. And so this was our birthday dinner.
Yeah.
In Nadia's honor, Nadia, happy birthday, honey.
Yes, she's a she's a fangirl of this podcast.
Yes, so she'll be listening to this. We love you, honey. Happy birthday.
She was an acquisition. She's our daughter because our son Kevin married her.
Yes, we had the wisdom to do that.
Yeah.
And we had everything to gain.
Yes.
So we're got to celebrate her and...
Yes.
Tonight at this wonderful restaurant with an amazing dinner with wonderful friends. It's really all about friendships. These people are so amazing, so wonderful,
yes.
so warm,
right.
friendly, generous, kind. And the chef at Ajo Blanco, we just met him tonight, obviously. It was our first time there. I didn't even know about this restaurant. I don't know how it had escaped my radar, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But... he was so generous. He comped our meal too, and we had several bottles of wine and amazing food. And he just kept sending food out. We never ordered anything. But it's superb. Every dish was just magnificent. So we're very happy to have a new restaurant we get to go to on a regular basis here in Mexico City. So anyway, it's been a great day. We spend the day working. Hunched over our laptops, and then we had a fantastic evening, which is this is a perfect gastronoma day. You work during the day and then you party hard and eat really well, amazing food
with,
that
with
night
cool
with
people.
Really amazing people, with wonderful people. So this
the
is
best part,
my kind of day.
The best part is that next year, early in the year, we're going to come back with Nadia, Kevin, and Squishy Face.
Yes.
And we're going to show them, introduce them to all of our friends. So they're going to be meeting all these people that we've been...
Really looking forward to doing that.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. But I'm so happy to be in Mexico City. I just love this city. What is it about Mexico City? Why is it so special?
It's a mystery.
But it has a kind of energy... And positive vibe.
Well, everyone is super nice.
Yes.
And it's also a gigantic city. So that combination is really rare.
It's really
rare. Usually big
rare.
Cities are full of, you know, people who
disgruntled
are...
Disgruntled people.
Yeah,
crazy people.
Yeah, city folk. But Mexico City people are really, really great.
I know. It's like, it's... You know, I've said this before, and I say it all the time, is wherever we happen to be is my favorite place.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is true, but every time we leave Mexico, I always so much look forward to coming back. And when I come here, it's like it really is so familiar. It feels so much like home in so many ways. And even this Airbnb we're staying at, we've been here many times. We love this place. It's so fantastic. It's a great neighborhood and a beautiful apartment. Everything works perfectly, which is rare in Mexico City.
And it's spacious.
Yeah. I said that.
I'm saying it again.
No, you're not listening.
Oh, it's really it's twice as spacious as you implied. All right. Well, anyway, we had a great day. Great, really glad to be back in Mexico City, and we're really happy to be celebrating Nadia's birthday, even though we're not with her. Even though you baked her a cake.
I did bake her a cake before I left.
You made me a pie.
I did.
Nadia and I were joking around. We're like, oh, we want a pie and a cake. And we were like laughing about it.
Yeah.
And then you actually did that.
I made a pie and a cake. Yes. It wasn't easy.
We had the pie for my birthday, and then you left the cake behind for her birthday.
Yeah, so and then we pulled basically an all-nighter. We slept for 1 hour before we headed to the... I got up, gave myself 1 hour to pack, and then we headed to the airport at 4:30 in the morning to catch a flight. And we arrived here quite tired yesterday.
Yep.
But anyway, it's always so great to be here.
Yeah. That was a wonderful dinner. I really enjoyed that. We got invited to a... Was that a pop-up dinner?
Yes, it was. It was a pop-up dinner done at a restaurant.
It's a series of dinners they called the Wine Circle. So they always pair the food with the wine.
Yes.
Instead of the wine with the food. This one was all French champagne.
Yes.
French sparkling wines.
Yes.
And we were invited today, like this afternoon. They were already at capacity. They squoze us in.
Yes.
And our friend Julio scores us in. He's the chef there at Aleli.
Right. He was the one cooking tonight and created the menu with the wine pairing.
And I feel so fortunate because this is, you know, it's hard to get into.
Yes. They had apparently, they mentioned during their introduction, they had a long waiting list. And the chef invited us, so we just were able to get in there. And the food was... incredible.
It was phenomenal. It started with two soups that were amazing.
Yes.
Paired with really good champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a risotto dish that was really unusual.
Very unusual.
It's like crunchy.
Well, he had toasted barley, he had chia seeds, he had flax seeds, but toasted. And so they were very flavorful and nutty. It had this nutty taste with this delicious cheese. And it had wild rice.
Yeah.
So the risotto was made with part of it was
rice.
Was wild rice.
And it was dark in the room in the restaurant, and it was crunchy and nutty, and I feared, given that it's Mexico, that it was roasted crickets.
That's what I thought at the beginning too. It's like it's a fine line. I mean, it looked like it could have been crickets.
It could have been,
And it was nutty and crunchy.
Yeah.
But then Julio came out and said that the actual ingredients.
And then somewhat surprising, the last dish was a hamburger.
Yes, that was so unusual, but it was delicious. And of course, everything was made in-house from scratch, including the buns, the mustards that was served with it, the pickles that were served with the burger. And it was really delightful, really wonderful. And the wine, the sparkling wine that was served with the hamburger.
My favorite by far. It was not really a good champagne.
It was not a champagne.
Alsace region.
Yes.
And it was made 100% Pinot. And it was just really different. And
Mind-blowingly delicious.
Really with
very different. Yeah. So it was a fantastic evening. It was really wonderful because a lot of our friends were there. We got to meet
the big chef's mother and brother.
Yes. So Chef Osvaldo, who's
he's the main chef and founder of both Lorea and Aleli.
Aleli. Yes. And he was there, and his brother and mother were sitting next to us. So it was nice getting to know them.
And it was an easy walk from here, too.
Yeah, it was very short. It was nice to get some exercise. But what a fantastic dinner. I am so grateful that we got to go to that because the food was just phenomenal. The wine was exquisite, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, it was really nice to hang out with a bunch of fancy Mexicans too.
Yeah, they were total snobs.
Yeah, wine snobs.
Well traveled and talking. That was really an interesting experience in that regard. To see that, I mean, for instance, the mother of the chef that we were talking to, she's a scientist, a biologist. Who is conducting research on asthma and what else? Obesity.
BC.
And then...
and then her son, the chef's brother,
yeah.
Is about to get his PhD.
Yes.
In telomere science related to chromosomal relationships to cancer. So anyway,
yes.
A bunch of eggheads,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah, that was quite something.
Yeah.
And the way they're talking about wine, like everybody there were really had really deep knowledge of the wine.
And we're going to go back and we're going to go to future wine circles because we're now part of the wine circle.
That's right.
The circle of wine. So it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so estamos en el restaurante. We are in a restaurant called Surtidora de Pescado, como nuestra amiga Arisbeth Araujo está diciendo ahorita. Estamos aquí. We are here with Julio, and of course Mike and myself. And we're having a discussion that I thought we should share.
But contextually, Julio and Arisbeth are two of our favorite Mexico City food visionaries.
Yes. They're fantastic. Julio is an amazing, talented chef whose food I love, absolutely love, and it's always to perfection. Never disappoint me. Makes me really happy, truth be told. And Arisbeth is our favorite food connoisseur and wine sommelier, and she's the biggest foodie we know here in Mexico City, and she knows everyone. And knows about everything. Oh, anything that has to do with food, wine, pescado,
that's
you name
right,
it.
Right? You know everyone, you know everything.
That's our Arisbeth.
Yes.
So we've been spending the whole day with them.
We were just going to go for pizza.
We're just going to go for pizza, the best pizza in Mexico City, which they thankfully helped us discover, and it was really amazing. The pizza was really, it's truly the best Mexican pizza we've ever had. And then soon after that, we made our way to Joe Gelato. And it's the best gelato we've had. Okay, so we have our way to tell him that. No, that's okay. That the kitchen will be closing if we want anything else. So, we've been eating all day long, so we're fine. Anyway, so we ended up at Gelato, Joe Gelato, and it's fantastic gelato made with, it's handcrafted, and he uses really wonderful ingredients and very esoteric. It's very unusual. So for instance, he has aguacate gelato, he had trufa,
mezcal.
What's another one?
Pistachio
was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
What other ones are his best?
Coconut.
Coconut,
peanuts.
Oh, there was that one.
Gorgonzola and maple.
Uzo and black pepper.
Yeah.
That was very unusual also.
I didn't try it, but.
Yeah, but anyway, we ended up, Julio and Arisbeth introduced us to the wonderful and charming, talented owner of Joe Gelato, Joe.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic. And after that, we ran into Piki,
the owner of Dr. Pizza.
The owner of Dr. Pizza, whom Julio and Arisbeth also know. And he really insisted that we go to his new restaurant, which is this one, that's been open for about a month only, called Surtidora de Pescado del Centro. And it's basically a seafood restaurant. But it's delightful. They have wonderful beers and wine, artisanal beers, which is rare to find. It's hard to find a restaurant in Mexico. Only the really true good restaurants have both good food and good drinks. And anyway, so he insisted that we come here to try some beers on the house, and we did. And there we discovered some really cool beers, some really great beers. And he has an array of beers, both domestic and international.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's been fantastic. And then we ended up eating again, even though we're still completely stuffed. But the food is incredible. But
the crux of the matter is, we entered into a heated debate, pizza or tacos. It was the world's greatest food.
Well, but not just that. It's if you were to have to choose between eating tacos or pizza, for the rest of your life, and that's the only thing you can eat for the rest of your life, would it be pizza or would it be tacos?
Yeah.
So.
And I used to be a pizza guy, but now, last year or so, I've been a taco guy.
You switch sides. Yes. You're a converter.
Right.
Yes. So, Julio.
What's it going to be, pizza or tacos?
Keep in mind, Julio is a Mexican chef, so I want to see what he's picking. Tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Okay.
Okay.
Tacos.
That makes sense. ¿Por qué?
And the corn, and the meat, and the beans. The taco is a combination.
Yes, combination of many delicious foods.
Yes. And the fish, and the beef, and the pork, and the vegetables.
Yeah, it can be
and
so very, much.
And very, very, one taco and avocado.
The avocado.
Right. But like, you know, I put avocado on pizza too.
It just doesn't quite work, though. It doesn't quite work. Yes. Arisbeth?
I say in the beginning of the conversation that I'm from Mexico, and I say that maybe most of the people here, you kill me because I say that I'm a pizza lady. But then you say that the tacos are, you can make it in the house,
yes,
and the pizza not. That is a very good point. But for me, the pizza is like the best food for the relaxed time.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't need nothing more.
Yes.
Like you can eat it with the hands. You don't need put a plate. You don't need put that wonderful. You don't need more. That's the reason that maybe select a pizza.
Yes.
But the truth is that in the taco you kind like a more option to put in the taco.
Yeah.
You need only the tortilla, put then the whatever that you want in the tortilla. And in the pizza it's not too easy.
Yeah.
I love the pepperoni pizza. But if you say me, you have to taste in avocado with a pineapple, I say, oh my God, not. I don't like that kind of pizza. So,
but it,
I don't know.
It's tougher than that because in lots of parts of the world, you can't get tortillas. Right? If you're in, we lived in Kenya for a while, in Morocco, you can't get tortillas in Morocco.
No.
You can get flour, and with that flour, you can make pizza. You can always get tomatoes,
that's a
which
very
is a Mexican
good
ingredient.
In all the world, you can find a very good pizza, and tacos is more difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And tacos is sauce.
Yes.
Green sauce, and green tomato sauce, and the chilies.
All the salsas, all the chilies, all the tomatoes. I mean, there's so much to tacos, and of course, I'm of the taco.
Yeah.
I'm a taco fan.
Persuasion.
Yes, and that's I've always sustained that. I'm not a converted. It's always been from the beginning.
Yeah.
Tacos is my favorite thing. And without getting too technical, I mean, you know, who cares if you can't find tortilla in Morocco?
Well,
it's
you also can't really practically find good pizza in Morocco either.
Right.
There's lots of amazing food, but it's not pizza and tacos.
Yeah. Morocco will have the pizza gene.
Right. And the pizza, the bread.
Yeah,
the
crust makes a difference. Of course, it has to be good pizza. When I think if I were to choose pizza, it would have to be like the kind of pizza we had today at Dr. Pizza, owned by our friend.
But that was amazing. But you and I, so one time you and I were in Essaouira in Morocco.
Yes.
It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were watching.
Oh,
We were binge watching like some TV show on our laptop. And all of a sudden we got really hungry.
We were
like, we're going to get some food.
Yes.
Let's go see if the pizza place is open. So we went to this place and we had pizza. You know, it wasn't like Dr. Pizza, but it was good.
But we enjoyed it. We did enjoy it. Yeah, it was a wonderful evening, actually. It turned out to be a really beautiful evening.
The possibility of doing that with tacos is zero. You're not going to find tacos in Essaouira.
No.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's
you're just not.
That's
only happening here in Mexico.
Exactly.
In Mexico,
here
you can find a very good taco all the day.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, you guys are getting
I don't think so that in other part of the world you can find.
But you're getting very technical. Okay, so here's the other question. So if you had to choose your last meal, what would that be?
For me, it's very easy.
What?
Beans with a cheese from my mom. It's like a beans only with like a sweet beans. Simple. It's very simple, but I love it. Black beans.
Black beans.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
Well, obviously you have to make the whole thing, right? So I'd probably go with the all pie last meal. So probably a galette, one of your galettes.
Okay.
And followed by a cherry pie with ice cream.
The caramelized onion with the brie cheese. Wow. Galette.
That galette, yes.
Okay.
And then you can just go ahead and kill me because he's like, I'm good.
For you, for
Julio, what would be your last meal? Like you have one last meal to enjoy. You can have anything you want.
McDonald's? I think not. He would cook at a Lely, and then he would go into the dining room, sit down, and eat what he cooked.
Right? See, because he's such a great cook.
Yeah.
Your own food.
Wow.
But you say your mom used to make pizza for you when you were little.
Oh, well, my mother is a little pizza. How I am.
No, but maybe something that your mother making for you when you are
yeah,
child.
Yeah, my mother is like cooking at it.
So your mom
is them and the cheese. But for me, for cheese, I like.
You love cheese? So it had to be like a cheese platter?
Yeah.
Different kinds of cheeses?
Yes.
Wow.
That kind of guy.
That's very unexpected.
It's the contracts of me.
Yeah, that's
I
very
say that beans.
Yeah. Beans and cheese.
Are you?
For me, it would be, you know, it's funny. I think that there's something about the way we're raised. And as much as I love all the food around the world, the thing that I often crave is my mom's sopa de res. Beef soup. And she made such a delicious soup. She always was, when I was growing up, she was a seamstress. She was always working very hard. And we had I had a babysitter, so to speak, that lived in house, and she took care of us. But she would always my mom would take the time to cook for us, even though we had help in the house. She would make sure that she was making our food. And her sopa de res was just divine. And of course, with the plantain and the yuca and the bones and the beef and the corn and the huesquil, the chayote. Lots of cilantro. My mother was born in El Salvador.
Oh,
and I was born in El Salvador, raised in the U.S., in Hollywood, actually. Yes, she was an amazing cook. Yes. So I think that's the thing that I always love. Yeah, my mom's food.
I think so that most of the people answered something like your mother making.
Yes.
I don't know, it's my theory that the people regularly do it.
Oh, look at that.
So Julio
you
mentioned
really
cheese.
Have to come to Provence with us.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And Italy. They're both amazing places.
Provence have to be a local.
Oh, yes. It's so incredible. Anyway, this has been really
I'm glad we
wonderful.
Resolved whatever the question was.
Yes, yes.
So we were heading out of the restaurant where we were having dinner. And suddenly, literally, we were just stepping outside when the whole place went dark. All seems like all of Mexico City is on a blackout. So we have a complete blackout right now. The only lights that you see is people's cell phones and the cars. And it looks like we're getting it back.
Nice.
Yay!
Celular?
¿Te sabes la historia del conejo?
No. ¿Cuál es su historia?
Hay dos.
Ok.
Una es griega. Ajá. El conejito que le decía un dios Narayan. Supone que el dios bajaba y lo detuvo de nuevo. Porque se me estaba brincando y quería llegar allá.
Es una y la otra.
La otra es más mexicana, que era igual, lo mismo de una liebre. Ajá. Que fue sacrificada. Cuando los dragones critican, se la dan a la luna.
It does look like a rabbit. I never thought about it. So Julio was just telling me about a story about the moon.
Yeah.
We're looking at the moon right now, and you see like a rabbit shape.
Yes.
And the story is that. ¿Cuál es la historia otra vez?
De un conejo que brincaba.
A rabbit that jumped, hopped.
Quiere llegar a la luna.
Wants to get to the moon.
Y un dios.
And a god.
Le ofreció llegar a la luna.
Offered for him to get to the moon. And so he made it to the moon and stayed there.
And there he is.
And there he is.
Yeah, we saw a rabbit.
Yes, and right now we're just waiting for a place called Paramo to open to go have some mezcales while we wait to go to the airport and pick up our friends who are doing the Mexico City Experience.
Yes.
The Mexico City Experience doesn't start until Tuesday, but they are friends, and so we're picking them up at the airport at 8:30 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
And our friends Julio and Arispeth are just hanging out with us until it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I love my life. I feel,
I love your life too.
I feel so blessed and so, I'm so incredibly grateful.
Why?
We just
describe
get to
our
live.
Day. So, first of all, we woke up at noon.
We woke up at noon because we went to bed at 7 a.m.
Why?
Because we stayed up all night after going to basically bar hopping. We were looking for the best artisanal beer in Mexico City.
Why?
And because we're having the experience, we want our friends to have
yes.
taste the best beer there is in Mexico City.
Right.
And so we went and looked, checked out all the places.
Part of the job.
Yes, it is actually part of the job. How amazing is that? And I'm grateful for that as well. It's like I love my life, I love my job, I love everything we do, and I wish with all my heart that everyone could find such blissful life.
That's what we're doing here, is we're helping people travel more.
Yes.
And
but truly discover the true
and not
joy.
Not travel, not be a tourist.
The true joy, yes. Find the real culture, the real food, the real friendships in every place.
I feel like a total Mexican right now.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about.
And it's
about,
so amazing. So last night we went out, we went to five different places looking for the best beer, best artisanal beer in Mexico City.
And found it.
And then as we were going home, because home is wherever we happen to be, this right now is Mexico
right.
City, we saw all these people standing all over the place. It was this really fun street that was crowded with locals. In line everywhere, so
before midnight.
It was right around midnight.
Do the right thing. Behave ourselves. Go home.
And then this woman approached her and she's like, "Would you like to come to Bacacha, which is an amazing dance hall of salsa music?
Yes, yeah, salsa
with a live band 90s playing.
Band.
And so we went and we said yes, we do. And so we got out of our Uber
and we
before we got home. And we started at midnight, and we closed down the place. This is at 5 a.m., and then you went home and you made some breakfast eggs for us. And by the time we went to bed, it was 7 a.m.
I actually did a little bit of work before going to bed because I didn't want to go to bed with feeling so full. And we got up at noon because then we had an appointment. We had a meeting with our friends, Julio and Aris Beth, today.
A meeting. We're going to have pizza with them.
Yes, a lunch meeting.
They picked the place. Dr. Pizza.
And it's a fantastic pizza.
One of the best pizza places I've ever
been to. Yes, it's amazing. And then they have all this artisanal beer and wonderful wine, and the place is really cute.
It's casual.
Very hipster, of course. And we had an amazing meal there. And then they're like, well, we should go have gelato. We've never tried, but this is supposed to be the best gelato in all of Mexico City. And it's their friend.
Right. So we started
Joe.
Heading toward the gelato place.
Yes.
And in the street, we ran into the owner of the pizza place we just
Piki.
Ate. Right, Piki.
Piki. His nickname is Piki.
Awesome dude.
Yes, and he's wonderful. And then in the process, he insisted. He said, well, I just opened a new restaurant. He's like, you need to go to the new restaurant and I'll treat you to some really great beer that we serve there. It turns out that it's a seafood restaurant.
And I put my finger on his lips and I said, shh, you had me a beer.
He's this brilliant guy. Truly a food visionary.
Yeah.
I mean, that pizza place
Obviously.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
And then this new restaurant. We had just had lunch and then we went and we ate more.
We were stuffed.
And we had a bunch of beer. And he ended up comping all of our meal after we drank and ate so much. We're so lucky.
Yeah. And
so grateful.
The waiter was like...
I asked for the
waiter.
Check.
Yes. Yeah, but the waiter was like... I was like... I said, I want to order this beer. And he's like, no. I'm going to bring you the beer that you're going to like. He's like, really? He was like, really?
Fabian, our waiter. He was wonderful.
And he was right.
It was the life of the place.
Yeah.
But the food is exquisite. The design is really nice
and
also. It's beautiful.
After running into the owner of Dr. Pizza and this place, in this restaurant, we ran across another couple of people that you had already corresponded with via email.
Yes.
A couple of local...
We were at this new restaurant called Surtidora de Pescado del Centro.
Long name.
Well, it means... Let me see if I can translate it. It means a purveyor of fish in downtown or in the center.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a mouthful, but it's a really cool place.
Dr. Pizza is a lot more on the nose.
And then we ran into these other two people that I had been in contact with through email, and we ended up chatting with them a whole bunch as well, and so we're supposed to get together with them also. Anyway, it's just such an amazing thing.
Wait, but then, after stuffing our faces, having all this beer and... Did we have mezcal?
Yes, we had mezcal at the end.
And then we left, and the entire city went dark.
Yes, we stepped out of the restaurant, and a complete blackout.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
And so we're walking around. Everyone is using their phones
as light.
And we went to this little row of restaurants, the three places.
Right.
And you and I have already been to all three.
Yes, La Parnita is one of them, which has amazing tacos in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Very famous place.
Right.
Expendio del Maíz, which is an amazing, incredible place where they don't have a menu written down. Every day the menu changes. They just tell you what they have available. And it's a fantastic place. They're only doing organic heirloom ingredients. And it's really sweet. It's really... And of course, our friend Julio is friend with the owner of that place. And that's why we went there. We were trying to have mezcal there. But it turns out that they were doing... Yeah, Paul Ferrer and all of that. We ended up going to a different place. We went to... I can't remember. What is that place? Paroma?
That sounds about right.
Yes. Yeah. And we went to have mezcal there right before.
It's funny. Somebody ordered... Did you order the mezcal?
No, Iris Beth ordered.
So Iris Beth ordered the mezcal, and Julio, who's a brilliant chef.
Yes.
Took one sip and said, no. And he ordered another mezcal.
Well, that's what I love about Julio. Not only he's a brilliant chef, but he knows about drinks. Yeah. He's a snob about everything.
Yeah.
He's
a snob, but...
In a good way.
He's a snob. Like, he's picky about food, but he comes across as not a snob.
Yes, he does.
He seems like the most down-to-earth guy.
He is. He's very humble and down-to-earth. He really is. He's a very humble,
literally
soul.
Has nothing to be humble about.
Yes.
He's a brilliant chef.
Brilliant chef. Truly one of the most brilliant chefs I've ever met. And he's so young. I think he's got to be like 30, maybe.
Nobody knows. It's a mystery.
I have to ask him.
But we've eaten so many things that he's made.
Yes.
And literally every single thing he's made has been... totally excellent.
Total perfection. The seasoning, the flavors, the textures, the combinations. Truly, he is a brilliant, brilliant chef. And we're so lucky to have him in our lives because he really takes care of us. And he takes us to places and invites us to all do all kinds of fun things with him. And his girlfriend, Irish Beth, who's no slouch. She's brilliant.
Amazing.
She's actually a blogger in Mexico City, and also a sommelier.
Yeah.
Yes, and
she
knows
well
everyone. You are really well known, and anyway, we're so lucky. We have such a good life.
So what are we doing now? Where are we?
So we are in an Uber, and we're heading to the airport to go pick up our
friends.
One couple of friends. Who are coming here for the Mexico City experience, which starts on Tuesday. But there are friends that did the Barcelona experience last September. So officially, we can't let our friends arrive in Mexico City and do their thing. We're picking them up because we love them already, and we're going to take them to their hotel and maybe do something fun tonight.
Stop being so full. And
I know we've been eating since 1 p.m. this afternoon nonstop. It's hard work. I can't even say that with a straight face. It's hard work. Somebody's gotta do it. Anyway, I love our lives and I'm so deeply grateful. And even though I know I sound like a snob most of the time, I do it with all the humility, and I'm truly humble. It's just no other way to talk about it without sounding like a snob.
I can't tell if we're working or we're skipping out on work to have fun. I can't tell. Can you tell?
No, I can't. But I'm grateful, and I love our lives. We are so blessed, and I truly feel like crying when I think about the privilege that we have.
Yeah.
Dear friends, please give the Gastronoma Podcast a glowing review and a 5-star rating wherever you happen to get your podcasts. You can find your show notes and links for this podcast, as well as information about our Gastronoma experiences, Gastronoma book, the Gastronoma newsletter, and our Gastronoma blog, and more at gastronoma.net. Thank you for listening. Till next time.